This is TalkBack, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309.
This is News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM. KGVO, Missoula's news and weather station.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Glad to have you along this morning. It is the Tuesday, April 16th. Hope you didn't miss Tax Day edition of TalkBack. TalkBack this morning is brought to you by Harrington Surgical Supply, where you can feel confident in their discreet and knowledgeable guidance on a multitude of products and medical supplies. Also brought to you by Y West Storage out at the Y on Two Smokes Way. If you need some storage, just moved into town, here's what you do. You call Y West. They're making room for you at 406-510-0590. And if you have a home or a business that needs cleaning, you need to call Phillips Janitorial. They do it all because no job is too big or too small for Phillips. Their number, 406-260-6617.
The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
Okay, welcome aboard, everybody. Glad to have you along. I'm Peter Christian, and Nick Christensen back in the producer's chair. Good morning, Mr. Nick.
Good morning.
We missed you yesterday.
Yeah, I heard it.
We had like 20 calls, and I actually managed to get all of them on the air without breaking anything. So
I had faith in you. You've gotten better and better at the phone, so that's good. And well, you had my cheat sheet, so I got you, you know, that the phone cheat sheet.
I had a cheat sheet. Yes, I did. And so as long as I click, I was always happily surprised when
you're
I got
on
the right person.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it is open phones. From now until what, 8:30, I think, right?
Yep.
Okay, and then of course we'll have Don Kay, Don Kalchmidt. He is the chair of the Montana Republican Party. Now, ordinarily we would have Robin Driscoll, but she is away. She's traveling. And so she's the chair of the Montana Democratic Party. She could not be with us today. So.
Yeah, we're not playing favorites today.
No, just.
But Robin will be back next month.
We got mad and we said, no, you can't be on. No, seriously. She couldn't be on, but she expressed her regrets, but she's looking forward to next time. So Don Kay will be with us, hopefully for a full hour. And then we'll be talking with Troy Downing. He is the state auditor and insurance commissioner. And, of course, he's also running for office, but that won't really be a big deal. But from now until Don is on with us, it's open phones at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. If there's something on your mind you want to talk about, we would love to talk with you. And I think we have time before we get our first break. Let's get Dave on the line. Dave, you're up and at 'em early this morning. I'm sorry we had to cut you off yesterday. We just had so many calls and so little time, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was on for earlier, so it wasn't a big deal.
Okay.
I'd like to talk about the Trump trial.
Of course.
Yes, that's going on. You know, first of all, everyone knows in America that he's lying, that, you know, he had, when it comes to sex with the women. But, you know, what bothers me is that, he knows that. He knows that, you know, his reputation is in the toilet. So why pay someone off for telling the story? I mean, I just don't understand that.
So are you saying then that whatever Stormy Daniels might have said, or tales she might have told, or whatever books she might write, that would simply enhance the continuing legend of Donald Trump?
Well, in certain people, yes, but I suppose I'm thinking. Well, you know, he was in the beginning of a campaign. Maybe he was afraid that some Christian moralist might object to that, you know, to the affairs and somehow switch votes, which is pretty unlikely. So I don't understand why he'd pay, you know, and try to hide it. He is who he is.
Well, I made the point yesterday, I believe, talking about John Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, a beloved president. Everybody loved him. Now that he's no longer with us, and all the things that began to come out after you know, the White House operated differently back then. And so John F. Kennedy had a continuing string of women coming in and out of the White House, especially when his wife was out of the country. And it was always just kind of a wink, wink, nod, nod. That's just boys will be boys type situation. But as we're into this more modern era now, it's simply not to be done.
Right. The only question I have for Kennedy, would he have denied it if confronted with it? Or would he have said, yes, I cheated on my wife. And why lie about it? Just, admit you are what you are and let the voters decide.
Well,
but that election...
And you have to remember, it was a different era back then, Dave, because that's simply what politicians did. Everybody did it, you know? And so it was just common. Well, yeah, he's a guy. He's a handsome guy, and women are after him. And so let's move on. We have to think about something else. Well, but this, it's more like the end of the world type scenario.
I still don't understand why you pay off, her, and then deny it. Yep. And deny that he did. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, we appreciate the call.
Sure.
Thanks, Dave. We're going to come right back. We have Tom waiting on the line. By the way, it's open phones, in case you didn't know, until 8:30 this morning, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We are coming right back after this.
A few sun breaks early Tuesday, but mostly cloudy throughout the day with rain developing in the afternoon. It will remain windy with some gusts over 20 miles per hour. That threat of snow showers remains in the forecast Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, but the chance of precipitation is only about 30%, with any accumulating snow likely limited to the passes in higher elevation valleys. Mostly cloudy and rain Wednesday with highs near 50 degrees, morning lows just below freezing, some sun returning Thursday. I'm Dennis Bragg with the Town Square Weather Forecast.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. It's Talk Back. It's open phones until 8:30. And then Don Kaltschmidt, chair of the Montana Republican Party, he'll be joining us on the phone. But right now on the phone, we have Tom. Tom, good morning. You're on Talk Back, sir. What's on your mind? It's open phones, sir. What's up?
Yeah. Good morning, guys. I just wondered, Peter, did you happen to attend that Missoula community meeting?
I did. It was the state of Missoula yesterday over at the DoubleTree. Yeah.
Well, I was reading about it this morning, and they talked about Strohmeyer talked about and the mayor of Missoula about getting the local churches more involved in places for the homeless to go camping in their parking lots and maybe, having showers and more meals and stuff like that. And I was just wondering, and it's none of my business, whether the mayor regularly attends a church that might do that or the county commissioner Strohmeyer, because they're asking for this to go on. Maybe they could have some homeless people camping in their yard or taking showers in their house or whatever. I just think, I'm one of these guys that, I have sympathy for the homeless, but I still think the more, if you build it, they will come. So that's just my opinion, and I just wondered if maybe after I get off the phone here, you could give your report on what you think went on at the community state of the community.
Well, the state of the
state.
Yeah, thanks for the call. It happens every year, and usually the mayor is there, the president of the university is there, and one of the county commissioners. This time it was Dave Strohmeyer, and Dave talked quite a bit about the Highway 200 project. He talked about what's going on with the passenger rail, which is his delight. He loves talking about that, and so I didn't really notice a whole lot about what Dave said about the homeless situation, but I do know that Andrea Davis did talk about that quite a bit. The homeless outreach and that they have a working group that's met together, and I think they have one more pre-meeting before they get this whole concept going of getting the community-wide way of addressing what's going on with the homeless situation. So I wish I had a better answer for you, but that's pretty much what I came away with from yesterday's meeting. So anyway, but it was very well attended. Alan is waiting on the line. Alan, good morning, sir. You're on Talkback. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, this is Alan Alt. I'm with the Mac Pack, and I'd like to just give a brief update of what's going on at this Protecting Freedom event at the university.
All right, go for it.
Where we're going to have Donald Trump Jr. and Alex Brusewitz as our speakers. And we'll also have Michael Seifert. He's with the Public Square organization. And there are three main speakers. But also, for the listeners' information, Governor Gianforte will be there, Representative Zinke, Senator Daines, and candidate Sheehy. So it's a chance for people to get to meet all these people. So it's going to be a very fun, great event.
Hail, the gang's all here, right?
Oh, yeah, you got that right. And tickets are going fast. You can get them at the macpack.com. That's macpac.com.
And that's going to be at the University of Montana, right?
Right, and it's going to be the 28th,
which is Sunday.
One week from this coming Sunday. So right. We have less than 2 weeks to get your tickets. Tickets are $75. There will be no tickets sold at the door.
Wow. So it's pre-admission only.
Yes.
Well, here's my problem. That's my son's birthday. so I probably am going to be busy. I would love to be there to cover it. So we'll see what we can do. We might work something out.
Well, ask your son to postpone his birthday
with you, too. All right. Alan, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's get Jeff on the line. Jeff, good morning. You're on Talkback, sir. What's up?
Hey, good morning. You had a call earlier about the state of Missoula, and it reminded me of a couple of things I saw. One was a documentary of the 50s, and that was in Minneapolis when they were doing some urban renewal, and the Skid Row there in Minneapolis, and the number of men who, and largely I bet they had an unrecognized form of PTSD, and a lot of folks coming back from World War II and the Korean War. And trying to deal with what they'd seen and what they'd done, and as human beings often do, as we human beings often do, utterly failing. And then another one was a hero of mine is a guy named Bob Cote, who started Step 13 in Denver. And there were some videos of him out there, a documentary in Denver, and it was kind of the same situation. There was a Skid Row, and he had people who were drunks and drug users, and drunk, by the way, I don't use as a pejorative. That was his word for himself, because he was a recovering alcoholic. So that was how he would describe it, and how he would try to do stuff for them, and they just didn't want to help. And that's, I think, one of the fallacies of what Missoula's doing is that I think there's a lot of well-meaning people in Missoula. There's a lot of bureaucrats who see it as their job, too, but I think the well-meaning people in Missoula have a blind spot, and that's that they want it worse than the people out on the streets. And if you want it worse than they do, you're never going to be able to help them. They have to want to change. And that's something that I don't think people are willing to understand or admit, that, you can't help everybody because not everybody wants to help. And until they do, you're just using a polite form. You're spitting in the wind.
Well, how do we separate the two?
I don't know that you can. I think as a lot of alcoholics do, a lot of people with financial issues do. Anybody when they've reached bottom in whatever crisis in their life, excuse me. It becomes an I've had it moment when we go, I'm not going to do this anymore. And it's a decide to change moment, and you can't make anybody decide to change. It's one of the four decisions I think you have in your life. And the first decision is if you see something that's not working for you, decide to change. And they've got to do it and have things ready for anybody who wants to change. But until they do, you know, pray for them or whatever, but you're not going to be able to help them.
Jeff, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, sir. We're up against a break. We have Susan standing by. It's open phones for at least another 8 minutes or so. And then Don Kay will be joining us. He's the chair of the Montana Democratic Party. I'm sure he'll have a lot to say about the rally that's coming up on the 28th. So we'll be right back with more right after this.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. It's open phones, another 5 minutes or so. Let's get to Susan. She's been waiting through the break. Susan, good morning. You're on Talkback, ma'am. Go ahead, please.
Hey there. I usually 100% agree with Jeff, and I 100% agree with him about the homeless. They have got to want to be off the streets, and a lot of them, unfortunately, do not want to be off the streets. They like the lifestyle of camping. They like the ruggedness. They like to feel like they're a survivalist. I've talked to them, actually, and many of them don't like to have people feel sorry for them because they like to be who they are. But anyway, the reason I called is to piggyback on what Alan was saying. This event that is happening on April 28th is really, really special at the University of Montana. It probably will never happen again. All of the major Republican leaders in our state are coming together to welcome Donald J. Trump Jr., who is coming actually out of the goodness of his heart to help Montana because he truly loves Montana. So if you go on the website that has been set up specifically for tickets, there is the ticket for individuals is $75. You don't see that initially on the website, so don't panic, because the first thing you see are sponsorships for business. And so go to where it says buy tickets here and click through, and you'll see for individuals. And we really, really want a good hometown welcome. 46% of the people who live in Missoula, believe it or not, Peter, are conservative. A lot of people think that Missoula is hardcore Democrat. 46% of us vote conservative. And I would love to see that ballroom at the University of Montana packed to capacity welcoming Donald J. Trump Jr. to the belly of the beast, because the University of Montana is noted for being liberal. And we're going to be having Senator Daines and Tim Sheehy and all of the we're going to have Ryan Zinke, and we're going to have all of our leaders that are here coming. And we really hope that everybody will make it.
Susan, thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks for letting us know.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Y'all come now.
I do believe
y'all
we
come.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. I do believe to wrap this up, this segment up, before we get to Don Kay, we'll take a break after we talk with Brad. Brad, good morning. You're on Talkback, sir. What's up?
Well, just wanted to kind of shed a little light, I think, on the event that's coming up. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of big name folks who are going to be there, but that program is essentially going to compete for dollars that the local Republican Party, the Missoula County Republican Central Committee, is trying to raise. And I find it a little bit confusing that there would be a group that says we are conservatives, but we are going to try to compete for dollars for Republican candidates, because we know that the Missoula County Republican Central Committee is now under leadership of some very conservative folks, and they simply want to raise money to finance the campaigns of folks in Missoula who want to run for office. And right now we have, out of 17 possible seats that the Montana legislature has, we have one that is even a possible 53-47 Democrat seat. So when we have groups that are coming out to take or to compete for the same dollars we're looking for, I think it doesn't serve the purpose that we're after. So I just wanted to make that comment to let folks know that not everybody who's claiming to be a conservative in Missoula is supporting that event.
Brad, thanks for the call, sir. We appreciate it. All right. There you go. Yeah. So that wraps up this particular portion. And then we have Don Kay waiting to visit with us. Don Kay, of course, is chair of the Montana Republican Party, and he's here to answer your questions as well. So, well, once we get Don on, if you have a question for him, give us a call, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. All right, we're going to come right back after this timeout.
Check your inbox. A few sun breaks early Tuesday, but mostly cloudy throughout the day with rain developing in the afternoon. It will remain windy with some gusts over 20 miles per hour. That threat of snow showers remains in the forecast Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, but the chance of precipitation is only about 30%, with any accumulating snow likely limited to the passes and higher elevation valleys. Mostly cloudy and rain Wednesday with highs near 50 degrees, morning lows just below freezing, some sun returning Thursday. I'm Dennis Bragg with the Town Square Weather Forecast.
Hey, welcome back to Talk Back. Politics Day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Peter Christian, Nick Christensen over there, taking your phone calls, producing Talk Back this morning. And joining us on the phone right now, we have Don Kay, Don Kaltschmidt, chair of the Montana Republican Party, for his monthly visit. Don, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Peter. I'm great. And good morning, Missoula. You know, I just want to start off by saying, to be real clear that to everybody listening right now, that the Montana Republican Party stands behind Israel. You know, our hearts and prayers continue to be with the people of Israel. And I'm not sure if you've noticed, Peter, but I'm really disappointed that the Montana Democrat Party has remained silent after Iran's unprecedented direct attack against Israel over the weekend. The fact that the Montana Democrat Party has the audacity to not stand up for Israel, I can't believe it, and unequivocally condemn these horrific acts of terrorism, you know, it's really heinous. The Montana Democrat Party's silence is just disgraceful, I think, and they need to make it clear that the terrorist activities are totally unacceptable and need worldwide condemnation. You know, everybody else has condemned it. It's a horrible thing. I mean, Iran actually attacking Israel is just, it's unprecedented. And there's never any justification for terrorism, because that's what this is. And not to mention Iran's attack, as we said, our greatest ally with Israel. It's just another sign of, unfortunately, President Biden's failed foreign policy, which has now completely destabilized the Middle East. And, you know, when President Trump, I want to remind everybody that, you know, when President Trump was in office, we had none of this. There was no Putin aggression. There was no Middle East aggression on Israel or any in the Middle East. And, you know, unfortunately, the Democrat Party has burned that all down with President Biden. So we're really disappointed, and we hope and call on the Democrat Party in Montana to condemn these attacks and join us in supporting Israel.
We had an entire two-hour program yesterday with Dr. Mirdad Kia, Dr. Michael Mayer, and a slew of local calls about just that topic. And of course, Dr. Kia is from Iran and now, of course, is a professor at the University of Montana, very deeply loved, respected all around the world. As a matter of fact, on Saturday after the attack, he was on the air with outlets like the BBC and so many other foreign outlets with, because of his vast experience with what's going on in the Middle East. And so we're very fortunate to have him here at the University of Montana to share those thoughts that he shared yesterday.
Yeah, we stand with Israel, and we're thankful for those Iranians, because it doesn't seem like the people of Iran is really for this. They're for peace just like we are. So, and again, getting back to President Trump, what he did and kept us out of any wars and what have you. And now since President Biden's been there, you know, speaking of him, the MTGOP is thrilled, you know, to welcome back Donald Trump Jr. to the great state of Montana, which, as we know, Donald Trump is a true patriot and an outdoorsman and a hunter. And he knows the road taking back our country this year runs through Montana. Remember that, everybody. Which means Republican victories will be crucial in taking back not only the White House and the House, but the U.S. Senate. We're big focused on that, and everybody is across America, as you can see by on your television and on your streaming. Montanans are looking forward to sending President Trump back to the White House again for 4 more years. And for those of you that don't know, and I think it was probably mentioned here lately, though, but just a reminder, Donald Trump Jr. will be at the University of Montana on the 28th for the Protecting Freedom event. That's next, not this Sunday, but next Sunday. And the event is going to be hosted by, as you guys probably know, the MACPAC, doing a great job down there in Missoula. And for your information or tickets to the event, visit MAC-PAC.com.
All right. Tell you what, we have a caller waiting to visit with you. Let's do that. I'll tell you what, let's do this instead. I want to give you guys plenty of time to chat, so because I'd have to break this up. So we'll do a quick commercial break right now. We'll get Dave's call on when we come back. And the phone lines are open with Don Kaye. He's the chair of the Montana Republican Party. If you have a question or comment, agree or disagree, this is the time. 721-1290. We'll be right back after this.
Need to replace your Social Security card? In most states, you can request one online with a My Social Security account. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We are back on Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number. We're privileged to have with us Don Kaye, chair of the Montana Republican Party, standing by with us. And Dave has been waiting through the break. Dave, thank you for holding. You're on with Don Kaye. Go ahead. What's your question, please?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm a long-term supporter of Israel, but this cycle of violence, you know, Israel isn't an innocent victim. It is. They have in the past assassinated people in Iran, and it seems like things are escalating. And this attack, then Israel does another bigger attack, and on and on and on. And what's going to be the answer when Israel pushes a button and nukes Iran? I mean, we have to step back from this and try to solve some problems rather than resort to violence continually back and forth.
All right, let's let him comment on that. So thanks for the call, Dave. All right, so Don, your response to that?
I think Dave's 100% spot on. I think we need to be supportive of Israel, but we need to, you know, again, we're looking for peace, and I want to remind everybody, a lot of you might not like his tweets, you might not like his personality, but at the end of the day, we didn't have any of that going on when Donald Trump was president, and we need to return him to the White House.
All right, let's get Buck on the line. Buck is on right now. Buck, good morning. You're on with Don Kaye. Go ahead. What's your question, please?
Well, good morning. On that subject, I have contributed locally, but I know you represent Montana, where we have a good potential to unseat Tester. But at the same time, the Republicans frustrate the devil out of me, and I can't remember the guy's name, but recently the Republican House removed one of their own before he hadn't been charged with anything. He certainly hadn't been convicted. And the follow-on to that was that Ken Buck announced he was quitting, and he said, wait for the other three, Mike Gallagher and Brian Higgins, and I don't know who the third one was. And what the Republicans there, the deep state Republicans, have engineered is a situation where if there's any controversy over Donald Trump being in office again, all of the chairmanships will be held by Democrats. So this virtue signaling and shooting themselves in the foot makes me reluctant to give what little money I have to a party that's very frustrating. So any comments you might have on that?
All right. Thanks for the call, Buck. All right. So, Don, go ahead, please.
Yeah, Buck, thank you, and thank you for your support of the party. I agree with you. It's a little frustrating at the national level. A lot of people are getting frustrated in that situation on both sides of the aisle, quite frankly, of not getting things done. But we need to continue to fight. We've got people that, we got Ryan Zinke over here in the West that has done a great job there and in the House. And of course, we're trying to get Mr. Sheehy in the Senate. And, at the end of the day, we need to, the other thing I want to tell you too, Buck, is we're doing pretty good in Montana. You know, if you look at it, that's where, the only place I can really make a difference is Montana. If you look in Helena, we did a really good job. We our governor's doing a good job of deregulating. We're having a great job, done by our legislature. Doing the, getting all the different things through to make it better for Montana, working even with Democrats on, because they have some good ideas too. And, we have a pretty good system here in Montana. And I hear what you're saying. On the national level, it's a little bit dicier, but here in Montana, I think we're doing a great job. And we need to keep sending good people back to Washington, D.C. to unravel all this.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. Let's get Mike on the line. Mike is, good morning, Mike. I think I know this guy. Hey, Mike, what's going on, man?
Hello, Pete. I just wanted to bid a fond farewell to, do you know who? John Tester, pig molester, pork chop with a flat top. And I...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I can't add anything to that. All right. Have a good day.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the call. Let's get Jeff on the line. Jeff, good morning. Top that, if you would. Good morning, Jeff. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
I'm not even going to try. I just have to say that a while back, Harry corrected me on something, and I appreciate it. He said, he reminded me, I already knew this, but anytime you say but, it wipes out everything you said beforehand. So anyone who says, I'm a supporter of Israel, but means that disregard what I just said when I really want you to hear what I said now. And I'm kind of disappointed in your response to him, Don, because to support Israel means that, they were not the aggressor in this war. You can go all the way back into history if you want to try to find tribal and clan rivalries to justify certain acts. But in this case, on October 7th, Israel did not ask for this. Israel had given up the territory of Gaza to the Gazans. They were responsible for it. And instead of taking care of their territory like any responsible group of people would, they elected Hamas to run their area. And Hamas took money from them, leaving them in desperate poverty, and use that money to build tunnels and weapons and all sorts of things. They took pipes and turned pipes into rockets so they could attack Israel. So there is no moral equivalency here. And the fact that Israel took out a leader of Hamas in a Iranian consulate shows how much Iran has contributed to this whole effort. And it's not Israel that's escalating. Israel sent one missile into the Iranian consulate. Iran responded with over 300 different weapon attacks on Israel, and thank God for Iron Dome, because that's what saved Israel from another horrible calamity. It's not equivalent. There is no moral equivalence here, and anybody who does that is either blind, ignorant, or evil. And I'm sure I don't know of any other alternatives to those three. You're either blind to the facts, you're ignorant of what the truth is, or you're just going to support evil out there. And that's it for me, I guess.
All right, Jeff, thanks for the call. Don, your response to that, Don. Go ahead, please.
Well, I appreciate your deal. Again, I just want to reiterate, when we had President Trump, we had none of this. So we need to get him back in office. And we stand with Israel. I just want to be clear on that. You know, I want to go back to the other caller when talked about John Tester. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, Senator Tester voted to let men, I want to say it again, men compete in girls' sports. Is that a Montana value? What kind of dirt farmer thinks men should be competing against our daughters, granddaughters, and changing their locker rooms? You know, it comes down to this. John Tester cannot win on the issues. Montanans just want common sense. For as long as I've lived in Montana, which has been a long time, boys are boys and girls are girls. Not to mention, Senator Tester also voted against the Lincoln-Riley Act, which is against deporting illegals who assault police officers. And, you know, it's just unbelievable. The career politician has also voted in favor of Biden sending billions to what we've been talking about in Iran, to Iran. Where do you think they got the money to do what they're doing to Israel right now? Not to mention, Tester is a rubber stamp for the open border bloodbath of our president. You know, the Tester-Biden agenda is aiding and abetting an invasion instead of protecting Americans. They are prioritizing illegals over U.S. citizens. This is unprecedented. I can go on and on and on. You know, Two-Faced Tester for 18 years in D.C. has refused to secure the border until now. And now he says he wants to. I want to remind everybody, in off-election years, he votes with Biden and Schumer 95% of the time. This is not Joe Manchin. This is not Christian Sinema. This is not a moderate. This is a person that is with the far, far left agenda, and that's outside of Montana values.
Yeah, with that,
we need to send Tim Sheehy to the Senate.
Okay, with that, we're going to take a little break, come right back. We have Roy and Emmett, who both want to visit with you. And we're going to come right back with more with Don Kay, Don Kalchmid, chair of the Montana Republican Party, when we return right after this.
A few sun breaks early Tuesday, but mostly cloudy throughout the day with rain developing in the afternoon. It will remain windy with some gusts over 20 miles per hour. That threat of snow showers remains in the forecast Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, but the chance of precipitation is only about 30%, with any accumulating snow likely limited to the passes and higher elevation valleys. Mostly cloudy and rain Wednesday with highs near 50 degrees, morning lows just below freezing, some sun returning Thursday. I'm Dennis Bragg with the Town Square Weather Forecast.
Welcome back to Talk Back. Just a few precious minutes remaining in this half hour with Don Kay, Don Kalchmid, chair of the Montana Republican Party. Roy has been waiting to visit with you. Roy, good morning, sir. You're on with Don Kay. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. I guess I'm off. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead, Roy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good morning. I really believe that the state, at the local, state, and federal level, we as the American people can give ourselves more freedom, more liberty, more choices and options in our lives than even the founders envisioned. But one step in that, there is a solution to these problems, and one step in that right direction is to get rid of all unnecessary and burdensome taxes, laws, in departments or bureaucracy. Now, we all realize that not to have a civilized society, we need government. But it needs to be limited to certain powers. And government, by its nature, is force. And how much force do we need in our lives? We don't need a lot in order to be free. So I would like to know, I know that the Democratic Party won't do this because they seem to have embraced American Marxism, which is just the opposite. They want more government, more control over people's lives, more with a centralized, all-powerful government. And so I would like to know, as a representative for the Republican Party, what unnecessary and burdensome taxes, laws, and bureaucracies, especially in Montana. I'm more concerned about Montana that your party is going to get rid of in this next election coming up.
We're running very short of time in this hour, so let's let him answer that question. So go ahead, Don. He's put forth some interesting concepts there. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roy, thank you very much for the question. You know, if you look at what Governor Gianforte's already done, he's taken down a lot of regulations that have stopped businesses from coming in. As we know, I think Amazon is coming into Missoula right now.
Already here.
They probably would not have done that. Being a business person from Montana that's lived here almost all my life, I can tell you this has not been a very business-friendly state. But you're right. We do need to continue to work on regulations, get that, take bureaucracies down. That is a hard job. But here's where you come in, Roy. People like you need to get involved in your local level, whether it be Missoula County or wherever you're at, and get involved and start making these pitches to our politicians and leaders in our community. It starts at the local level, then move up to the state level. And because that's where you can make the most difference.
All right. I think we have exactly 2 minutes left. Let's try to get Emmett's call on real quick. Emmett, you got a minute for your question. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now that we know that Donald Trump, you know, is on trial right now, this is horrible. It's just egregious. I think you would agree. It's just absolutely horrible. But I feel, if Donald Trump goes to jail, will we have a Republican to vote for in the general election if our vote... I don't want our vote to be stolen. It looks they want to steal our votes. Only Biden can win. Never seen anything like this. And also, what do we do now as Americans now? It seems like we've lost our country yesterday. I think this is the end of our country. What do we do?
All right. Go ahead, Don. It's all yours. We've got a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. As far as President Trump goes, I believe President Trump will be on the ballot. I don't think you have to worry about that. I don't think he's going to jail. I think he's got a very good defense, and I agree with you. This is unprecedented. That's what's going on, and that's kind of shows you why we need to make sure we get ourselves and our friends and neighbors out to vote. This 2024 election is huge. The Democrats are going to pull out all the stops in Montana. You've seen the ads. They're getting nastier and nastier. They're going to spend millions and millions of dollars in here. They're going to have to spend us 3-4-1. We need to make sure we get our friends and neighbors. It starts with you. You've got to talk to your neighbor, talk to 10 people, talk to 100 people. Make sure they vote. Make sure they vote Republican, and we'll turn back this tide.
All right, and with that, we're going to take a quick break. And Don has very graciously allowed to stay with us till about 10 minutes past the next hour. So, well, if Jay, if you'll stay with us, we'll try to get your call in. And then at 9:30 this morning, we'll be visiting with Troy Downing, our state auditor and insurance commissioner. He's going to be with us from 9:30 until 10. So we really appreciate all your calls. Let's keep them coming. We'll be back right after the top of the hour news, which is next.
This is TalkBack, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309.
This is News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM. KGVO. Missoula's news and weather station.
We are back. It's hour number two of Talk Back with us Tuesday, April 16th. Talk Back brought to you this morning by Y West Storage out of the Y for pricing and availability. 406-510-0590. Because at Y West, we're making room for you. Phillips Janitorial does cleaning for both your home and your business. No job too big or small for them. 406-260-6617. And by Harrington Surgical Supply, where their mission remains the same, to restore confidence and comfort into your daily life.
The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
We are back with Don Kay, chair of the Montana Republican Party, and we don't have a whole lot of time with Don. He's got to skip out to do some other things. So let's go ahead real quick, talk a little bit. We have time for Jay's call. Jay, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. Jay, good morning. You're on TalkBack with Don. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, gentlemen. I would like to know why the Montana Republican Party is not hammering home that John Tester is the number one recipient of lobbying money of all 535 members. It's kind of upsetting that he only shows up every 6 years, you know, to beg for your money and tell you what he wants to do for you versus what he's going to do to you. So I hope they can do something about it and vote Republican.
All right. Thanks for the call. Don, go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you for that. And you're 100% spot on. We are doing the best we can with the funds we have available. I'll just add, for those of you listening, whether you can donate $5 to the Montana GOP or, you know, whatever you can do, it's unlimited. We'd appreciate it because we need it to fight back, as Ben just explained. I want to mention before I go off the air here a little bit about election integrity. We know Missoula County, we've had some questionable activity down here, but I want you to know that the MTGOP is committed to training poll watchers and to make them effective in their role. You know, on election day, poll watchers will be able to contact us directly, and any potential issues can be examined and addressed during the election process. We've been working with election officials and we'll be monitoring the absentee ballots to ensure that ballots mailed out are going to registered voters and that ballots received are legal ballots. We're also working with elected officials and the county central committees to ensure that the Republican volunteers are trained and recruited to serve as election judges. We've also worked, and this is right close to home, with the Missoula Republican Central Committee and County Elections Office to ensure Republican volunteers serve as judges. A really good sign, Missoula, is that a step forward is made that the chairman of the Ron Darling of the Missoula Republican Central Committee was invited to serve as a post-election audit board. The post-election audit ensures no fraud or mistakes occurred during the election, and having a central committee involved in that process is a great sign of transparency from Missoula's elected officials. So I want to give you a shout out, Missoula, your elected officials, and letting us be involved in that. With these efforts, as well as the post-election audit, we can ensure that the ultimate result is an honest and true one. And that's what all Montanans, Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, Green Party, what have you, independent, we all just want a honest and true election.
Okay, let's get Ruth on the line real quick. I know we have to let Don go here in a few minutes. So, Ruth, quickly, what's your question for Don Kay, please?
Oh, yes. Don had mentioned some of the things that Tester had voted for that run counter to what, for me as a conservative, that he's for. And I wonder why he doesn't run those few issues in some of his ads on TV. I like Sheehy's ads. They're nice and they're positive, but maybe if some of these things were brought out in public would help him.
Okay, thanks for the call, Ruth. Don, go ahead, please.
Well, I can tell you that Tim Sheehy, and I've been with him. In fact, I was in Missoula last week with him. He is getting out on the road and pointing out all these things. As far as the ads go, you'll be seeing those kinds of ads coming forward from not only Sheehy, but PACs and what have you. Still a little early. But that being said, this will be all the things I mentioned and more will be put out there because, again, John Tester cannot win on the issues. He's wrong for Montana. We'll get that message out there. You can be assured that Tim Sheehy is working hard. He is out on the road every day talking to Montanans. And we are out there as well. The Montana GOP has already made 250,000 voter contacts with our staff, and we're gaining momentum every day. So we're getting the job done, but believe me, the Democrats will be doing the same thing. We just need to fight and win this election. And I thank you, Missoula, for letting me talk with you today. God bless you all, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Libertarian, whatever, or no party affiliation. God bless you all, and you guys have a great day.
Don, thanks so much for the call, and we really appreciate the extra 10 minutes of time. We're going to take a quick break. We have open phones until about 9:30 or so, and then we'll have Troy Downing with us. He's the state auditor and Montana state insurance commissioner as well. If you have questions or comments for him, he'll be on for a half an hour from 9:30 until 10. So we're going to come back. Dave is waiting for open phones when we return. Right after this.
This is
a few sun breaks early Tuesday, but mostly cloudy throughout the day with rain developing in the afternoon. It will remain windy with some gusts over 20 miles per hour. That threat of snow showers remains in the forecast Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, but the chance of precipitation is only about 30%, with any accumulating snow likely limited to the passes and higher elevation valleys. Mostly cloudy and rain Wednesday with highs near 50 degrees, morning lows just below freezing, some sun returning Thursday. I'm Dennis Bragg with the Town Square Weather Forecast.
We are back. This is Talkback. 721-1290 is the number. Open phones for another 18 minutes or so. I'll be visiting with Troy Downing, our state auditor and insurance commissioner. But right now the phone lines are filling up for open phones. Let's get Dave up first. Dave, good morning. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'd like to talk about Donald Trump's peace. He has said that he could solve the Ukraine war in one day. But, you know, let's go back to history here a little bit. Donald Trump, in February 29, 2020, signed a peace deal with the Taliban. The next day, he forced the Afghan government to release 5,000 Taliban prisoners and virtually guaranteed that the Taliban would win. So that's, in my view, that's what Donald Trump... Taliban win, that's his peace plan for Afghanistan.
So that's the Pax Trumpicanus, is that it?
Well, it's his way of solving some that maybe his way of solving the Ukraine thing would be for Russia to win. I mean, I no one's, you know, they say, well, if he was in office, what would he do? Wave his magic wand and end the wars that are going on all over the place. That's how he ended the war with the Taliban. So we'll see if he gets in office what his plan for Ukraine is for.
All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. All right. 721-1290 is our number. I think Harry is up next. Harry hadn't been on yet this morning. Harry, good morning. You're on Talkback, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. First of all, on the Trump trials, if he's as innocent as he claims, the facts are on his side, wouldn't you think he'd want to have the trials so they could get the evidence out there so he could get this off his head and say, see, I proved I'm wrong, they're wrong, I'm right? I mean, instead of delay, hopefully that he get in the office and then he can do away with the trials altogether. Prove it.
Well,
show it. You know, here. I can prove I'm innocent. There you go.
I think what he's thinking about more than that, though, is the fact that he could be out campaigning right now if he wasn't sitting in court, required by the judge to sit there like a good fella and listen to all this stuff, which he thinks is totally unnecessary and an attack to keep him off the campaign trail.
Well, if he hadn't fought it all this time, he would already have the trials done and over with by now. He could be out campaigning. It was his idea, or his lawyers or him, but they drug this out a lot further than they had to. I mean, they could have done this last year. They could have had when it came up. Okay, here, have my trials. Show I'm innocent. There you go. It's clean, clear. Now I can campaign. But also, it shows that another thing about Trump is that the the Trump cult is full force. I mean, he says, oh, I'm against Twitter, and everybody, oh, yeah, we can't have Twitter, that's Chinese thing. Then all of a sudden he changes his mind. Oh, then everybody goes, oh, well, that's free speech. Twitter's great. Twitter's okay.
Well, he created his own network called Truth Social to compete against Twitter, or X as it's called now. So,
he put his
money where his mouth is, Harry. He went ahead and created his own company.
Yeah, but that's beside the point. The fact that he was against it, and okay. All the Republicans were against it, then all of a sudden he's for it, and then all of a sudden the Republicans say, oh, yeah, that's free speech, now we're for it. So, I mean, whatever Trump says, everybody goes, oh, yes, Master Trump, tell us what to think, you know. tell us how we should decide. I mean, it seems to me that's what it works. I mean, people keep changing their mind. Whatever Trump says, they go along with it. And he just, even like Don Kay, oh, just vote Trump back in. Everything will be wonderful. He's the Messiah. He will fix the world. It was wonderful under him, and it'll be wonderful again. I was younger when Trump was in power. Now I'll be younger again. You know, that's the way it works.
All right. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's get Lisa up next. Lisa, good morning. You're on Talkback. What's on your mind, please?
Well, on my mind is the fact that I see going on in the big cities now with these Muslim groups and their supporters roaming and holding up traffic, roaming in the streets.
Right.
I have never seen so many Hamas flags flying while the American flag is openly burnt in the streets. Death to America. You know something? They should be all shipped over to Hamas and support Hamas if that's the way they feel about it. But what concerns me more than that is the fact these groups are getting bigger. The Muslim people are never, ever going to be true Americans. They will not integrate. They are Muslims foremost. And what they teach on Sundays or Saturdays, whenever it is, in their mosques, you will not hear about it. And at end, love thy neighbor. And the American people had better wise up, because it could happen that we end up with more Muslims in government than with our own. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. And Skip is up next. Skip, good morning. Open phones on Talkback, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you, Peter. And it was nice to hear Don Kay go over a few things. Because I wanted to thank him for getting down here to Hamilton a couple weeks ago and giving us a little talk along with all of the people that were speakers at the event we had down here. And but meanwhile, what I wanted to bring up was Alan Alt called in earlier, and he's part of the Mac Pack, which is putting on that event. I hope that as time comes on here before that event happens, he can give some people who are coming from distances the best way to get parking, and my guess is they'll have it nicely marked. But it's going to be a wonderful, high bar and upbeat, meaningful event, I'm sure. And I hope that the logistics are planned so that it's an easy to get to and makes the whole day nicer for everybody. And my guess is he can find that out and give us some information. So meanwhile, when Brad Jeter called in, he was talking about, I think you said competition for dollars or something like that. He was talking about that event. Well, I'll go back to something that I know I brought up three or four times, having to do with, if you want to get involved with spending any dollars on our candidates, I suggest you just get a legislative guide that has all the little bios of all the legislators in it. Get the personal cell phone numbers right out of there of any of our legislators, and have a up close and personal conversation with especially our incumbents. Find out what's going on right where you live and how they feel the legislature is doing. And instead of sending money to a central committee, that's like rolling dice in Vegas, I think. Write a check too, after you have some conversations with your candidates, try to check to one of them because you feel like they're going to do the best job representing you. And I just thought I'd tell people it's so wonderful to live in a place where you can actually get up close and personal with the people that are going to represent you. And a lot of places in this country, you can't get that personalized with your direct representative. So anyway, just an idea of a better way to experience maybe what the future is going to be by getting up close and personal with your local reps.
All right.
So thanks a lot.
You bet. Thanks for the call, sir. We're going to take a quick break. We have a lot of folks waiting within the next 10 minutes or so. We have Nancy, Emma, Jeff, and Roy. We're going to come right back with more of Talk Back right after this.
Howdy there, partner.
Hey, welcome back to Talk Back 924. Got about 6 minutes left before we will be checking in with Troy Towning, our state auditor and insurance commissioner. But Nancy has been waiting the longest. Nancy, thank you for holding. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please.
Well, good morning, and I'm just very, very concerned as we approach November and our presidential election. I'm more and more worried about it being stolen. I understand now that the illegals that are entering our country with the help of NGOs are giving advice on how to register as Democrats illegally in order to vote for Joe Biden, because they're telling the illegals he's the one that's allowing them into our country. And I don't know about the rest of you, but this is getting really nerve-wrenching here. I don't know if this country could ever have legitimate elections any longer. I mean, I am really, really getting shook up over this. So I don't know about the rest of you, but you need to get on the phone, get after these NGOs. I don't know how we're going to end this or stop this. It's going to be terrible. I have said it before, and I'm going to say it again. We're heading for a civil war between illegal aliens and we Americans on our own soil. So that's my word today. Be aware of what's going on along that southern border. People are getting advised how to register illegally to vote in our country, and they are illegal aliens. They have no rights, but it's happening right underneath our watch.
All right, Nancy, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Emmett is back. Emmett, good morning. You're on Talkback, sir. What's up?
Well, thanks for taking my call again. Well, a few days ago, about a week ago, I got an interesting survey call, you know, election one. It was very confusing about a ballot initiative. I think it's Constitutional Amendment 14. I couldn't even understand what it was. Something about pro-life or pro-choice. After thinking about it and seeing some more stuff on the news, it's so badly worded. It makes it sound like we don't want the government to interfere in women's health choices or anything else. But they wouldn't say, is this a pro-life bill or a pro-choice bill that enshrines abortion on demand? It's a pro-choice bill that enshrines abortion on demand as the state part of the state constitution. Vote against it if you're pro-life. It's a pro-abortion bill. It's written so badly, so horribly, that it shouldn't even be on the ballot, but it's written badly to deceive you into voting for it because it's, we don't want the government to be restricted in our health care. Well, abortion is not health care. Also, whatever happened to Elsie Armstrong? Wasn't she the superintendent of public instruction? You had someone else on.
Yeah, no,
she's no longer.
Oh, yeah, she is the current superintendent of public instruction. However, she is termed out. And so at the end of this election cycle, someone else will be stepping into that role.
Oh, okay. I wanted to call him and put him on the hot. This other person you had on, put him on the hot seat.
Now, are you talking about Micah Hill, the gentleman that we had here in the studio? He's the superintendent of the Missoula County Public School District.
Yeah, I wasn't able to get on in time. I wanted to put him on the hot seat about, you know, social engineering and schools, but I missed that whole thing. I feel very unhappy about it.
Well,
I wanted him to have more time.
He has promised to be on again. So, well, we'll try to give you plenty of warning.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, Emmett. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, sir. Roy is up next. Roy, good morning, sir. You're on Talkback. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. When Washington's farewell address to the nation, George Washington, he said we shouldn't be involved in the affairs or wars of other countries unless it directly affects our national security. I'm not an isolationist, but I believe what he says applies today just as well as it did back then in the 1700s. We are, I'm really concerned about these politicians and people who think the United States ought to be the world's police force. It's an impossibility. The world's too big. It's too complicated. And these countries need to take care of their own policing and problems they have. We shouldn't be risking brave Americans, servicemen and women's lives on wars that that we shouldn't be involved in. Now, some of them we maybe should be involved in. But I don't like this idea. I think it's completely wrong that America should be the world's police force. And I think it's a dangerous proposition, and I think we ought to be more concerned about what's happening in our country right now with the open borders, terrorists coming across the border, encouraged by the Democratic Party, and things of that nature. That's what I on my mind today.
All right. Well, then we appreciate your call. Thank you. You kind of reminded me of an old saying that occurred back when the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution was first written. Benjamin Franklin responded to a question, "Doctor, what have we got, a republic or a monarchy?" And he said, "A republic, if you can keep it." So there you go. Looking back. All right, we're coming up against a break. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. Troy Downing is going to be with us for the half hour from 9:30 until 10. If you have a question or a comment for our state auditor and insurance commissioner, you give us a call at 721-1290. We'll be right back. We are back on TalkBack. 721-1290 is our number. We are thrilled to have with us Troy Downing, state auditor and Montana's insurance commissioner. Of course, he's also running for Congress. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But first of all, welcome back, Troy. Good to talk with you.
Well, thank you so much. I don't know what you guys are seeing up there, but in Helena, it almost looks like summer out the window.
Yes, it does. Which brings me to one of the topics I wanted to cover with you. You and I have talked over the last several years during your tenure as state auditor and especially as the commissioner of insurance, is when it comes to people who live in areas where it's fire prone, the wildland urban interface, if you will. And there are some, because of the winter that we had or we didn't have, there are all sorts of dire predictions about fire with wildfire. And of course, people who live in those areas are very concerned that either A, they might not be able to get a fire hazard insurance policy, or the one that they have might go up so high they won't be able to afford it. So can you talk to from your perspective as the commissioner of insurance for the state of Montana, where does that stand right now?
Yeah, and that is a big concern. So thanks for bringing that up. As we go into fire season, we've had people call us and complain that they were being non-renewed or that insurance companies were pulling out of certain markets. And that's been something we've been hearing since even before I was elected. And as we look into that, what we find is not that there's an absence of a market in any areas, but that those prices are going up. And what really concerns us is going into what's going to be potentially a high fuel, low moisture season. Obviously, that's a recipe for disaster. But one of the things that I just want to point out is, there's inflationary pressures on everything, and most people notice it, at the grocery store, they notice at the gas pump. But the other thing is, it's also hit building materials. It's also hit labor. It's hit, we've got workforce issues. So that the costs for an insurance company to actually replace a home have gone up. And we've been talking about this, since I've been in office, of making sure that you have adequate replacement cost protection. And with those prices going up, of course, we're seeing some upward pressure in premiums because, obviously the insurance company needs to be able to, pay their obligations if their losses. But we have not seen, a dissipation of the market. And so here's a prime example.
is I had a real estate agent give me a call a couple of months ago about a client that she had in Big Sky. And she said she was trying to sell this house for this client, but the buyers couldn't find insurance. And so, of course, that, you know, piqued my concern. I'm going, well, what's the, you know, tell me about it. And she says, well, the only quote we got was for $100,000 a year in premium. And, of course, that, you know, made my ears perk up. And I'm going, well, tell me about the house. And she says, well, it's a $7 million house on the top of a hill surrounded by dense forest and no defensible space. And there's a long, twisty road getting to it, and there's no fire department near it. And so I kind of thought to myself, well, if you were going to take that kind of risk, you know, what would you charge? And so we do see on those expensive homes that are in, you know, completely non-defensible areas, you know, we're seeing some pretty crazy high premiums. And so what has happened really over the last, I'll say, year and a half in our office is we had so many people coming in with these mitigation companies. And, you know, mitigation companies that either work for insurance companies directly or offer their services to people that want to pay for them. And what they do, there's like pre-fire mitigation of, you know, like closing, you know, eaves on roofs. There's, you know, getting rid of fuel around the house. You know, all that kind of stuff. And some of these companies also, they'll pre-position equipment in their services so that they have rapid response in case, you know, the traditional, you know, firefighters can't get there or if they need help. And so we've seen, you know, a big proliferation in that. But one of the things that keeps coming up, you mentioned that, you know, wilderness urban interface. And sometimes you may have the most perfectly mitigated house in the neighborhood, but if your neighbor doesn't, you know, that could still be a big problem just because of, you know, prevailing wind and convection and all these other issues. So, you know, it's really something that you need to, you know, look at, not just on your home if you're, you know, in one of those interfaces, but look at others. But I'll tell you, this is something that we monitor very closely. We're very concerned. You know, other states have solved that problem doing these FAIR plans, which is basically a government alternative market, which we are, you know, trying very hard to avoid. And we lean on industry heavily on saying, you know, we need solutions for you so that people can get adequate coverage and we don't see an absence of a market there. So it's a little bit scary, and I will just tell people, you know, just make sure that you are taking care of your property, that you are mitigating, and you're, you know, have defensible space, and you're getting rid of fuel around your house, and do all those things that you need to do to protect you as best you can. And then the other thing, we don't want to run into the problem like they saw in Boulder, Colorado 2 years ago, where only 8% of the homes, of those hundreds of homes that were lost, actually had adequate replacement coverage. So, you know, I suggest everybody, at least on their renewal date, talk to their agent and make sure that they have adequate renewal coverage.
We do that every year. And actually, my insurance agent at the time suggested to me, because she called and said, hey, you're a reporter. I said, yes. Have you thought about doing a story about such and such and so and so? And we did. And found out that, just as you said, the vast majority of people were not just underinsured. They were deeply uninsured or underinsured.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, you know, a lot of folks, you know, buy their house for, you know, $200,000-$400,000, how much ever they buy it for, and they don't realize that that's after you've had that home for a while, that may not be adequate, because that, you know, house that you bought, you know, 20-25 years ago for $250,000 may cost $500,000 to replace now, and you need to make sure that you have that adequate coverage in case you do have a catastrophic loss like that. And that's why we really suggest that folks, you know, talk to their agents to make sure they have that coverage, because most people are just thinking, hey, I've got it insured for what I paid for it, that should be enough, and very often that's not.
You bet. And with that, we're up against a break. We're going to have come back with Skip and Joe, who both want to visit with Troy Downing, our state auditor and insurance commissioner. We're going to come right back. 721-1290 is our number. We'll be right back.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids are facing hunger every day? Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Learn more at PVA.org.
We are back on TalkBack. Lots of callers and only one guest, and that's Troy Downing. So, Troy, let's jump right in here. Case is up first. Case, good morning. You're on with Troy Downing. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Case, got a quick, this is Case here, Troy. Got a quick question on this whole fire and homeowners insurance issue. I live within the city limits, live up Grant Creek. My policy's been canceled for non-renewal. I've been with the carrier for 13 years, never had a claim. The reason for canceling was possible risk of wildfires. I've done wildfire mitigation around my property. There is actually a municipal fire hydrant within 200 feet of my house. I can't find a carrier. What can you do for me as my insurance commissioner to help me either at least get a temporary injunction or some sort of assistance to get coverage for a
Stay on the line. Troy, go ahead, please.
So I appreciate the question. The first thing that you said kind of piqued my curiosity there, because you said, you know, possible risk. Because we put out a memorandum, I don't know, probably a year or so ago, saying that an insurance company can't, you know, cancel or non-renew what's called, unfair or illegal discrimination. And what that means is they can't pull somebody out that has equal risk to somebody else. An insurance company can pull out of a whole market, and they can non-renew and not write new business in a whole market, but they can't pick somebody out that has the same risk because they think there might be, you know, something moving in there. So, you know, I haven't seen the actual letter that you've sent, but I strongly suggest you call our office and bring that up. We're at 444-2040. And bring that up so that they can, you know, review the letter and review what's actually going on. The other thing in terms of finding replacement is what we found is we have not found any complete absence of markets. And so a lot of times what happens is your agent may be tied to a particular insurer that's not writing in that, or they're not looking at the other possibilities. So if your agent can't find something, you know, again, let us know, because we monitor all that stuff. We've had task forces, and I said, you know, so far we have not found any markets that are completely uncoverable. There's always somebody writing insurance there, but we'd love to know if there is a problem. So I'll just tell you, you know, just give us a call. Anybody that has questions or concerns with cancellations or non-renewals that they think were unfair, just give us a call, 444-2040.
Case, does that help you?
Okay. Yes, and I appreciate it. You know, like I said, I'm in Grant Creek, and I'm far from the worst risk home in this area, right. But I would imagine the Rattlesnake, Butler Creek, any place where there's, you know, forests or hills or whatever around is there. Yeah. But I do feel it's discriminatory, and I will reach out and thank you for your assistance on that.
Case, thanks for the call. Let's move on to Skip. Skip, good morning. You're on with Troy Downey. Go ahead, please.
Oh, and thank you, Peter. And wow, that story that man just told, I hope that doesn't become a mushrooming problem, because and I'm sure while you're in office, Troy, you'll be looking into things like that, because there might be a whole group of people that are in that situation. So, meanwhile, I've talked to you in other programming before and asked you pertinent questions, and you've always given me straight answers, and I appreciate it. First of all, this office that you're in now, I watch all of those offices because they all have significant importance in our state. And a lot of people don't even understand the depth of responsibility of offices like yours and some others. And so while you've been in office, and Matt Rosendale was in there before you, is there, first quick question, is there something of significance that you feel really good about that you have either developed or done a better job with
so that you feel good about moving on. One thing in particular. The second question has to do with this past weekend. Over in Boulder, there was quite a forum of candidates, and I know that you spoke there and a few others. Most people that are listening on this channel don't realize that what you're running for, the new office you're running for, is the Eastern District 2 for the United States Congress. So in that case, how do you feel that forum went, and do you look forward to having some more so that the people sending someone to United States Congress is a lot different than a state office?
You bet.
There's two or three people
Skip,
in the race.
Let's let him answer those questions. We are running out of time, and a lot of folks are in line. So, Troy, two questions there for you. Please go ahead.
Skip. First of all, thank you for your call, and thank you for your kudos there. I know we've done more with that office than anybody ever has. You know, it's a criminal justice agency. We're there to protect consumers on the security side and on the insurance side. And we've had a lot of prosecutions protecting Montanans from bad actors. We put people in jail who've committed fraud. We're helping people with their insurance. We're helping entrepreneurs figure out how to raise money from investors and build businesses in Montana. I'm incredibly proud of the work we've done there. But one of the things I think that has really, separated my administration is a lot of people, their family members are defrauded in a Ponzi scheme, and they don't know who to turn to. They don't think of turning to the, Montana State Auditor. So what we did is we put together a team that actually does outreach across the state. We're doing a lot of public service announcements. We're doing a lot of education on financial literacy, on fraud prevention, on all the things I've just mentioned. And nobody has ever taken this agency that far. I'm incredibly proud of that. And I got to tell you, I am handing off a well-oiled machine of people who have the background to understand the job of that agency, have the work ethic to do it, and have a heart for public service. So I feel I'm handing that off. I'm handing off a well-functioning team, a well-functioning office, and I think we've really redefined, what that agency can do, and I'm incredibly proud of that. In terms of the forums, yes, we're always trying to get our message out there. There's big issues that this country is facing. I grew up in a poor family and was able to build my American dream, and I think it's being threatened right now. I think it's being threatened, at the southern border. We've got, fentanyl on our streets. We've got cartels operating in Montana. We're spending ourselves into oblivion. We're going to take that American dream away from our kids and the next generation. I think the possibility of a kid right now in high school or college or in a trade school or coming out of there being able to even buy their first home is so difficult to achieve right now that should concern all of us. And so I'm going to D.C. to fight back all of that stuff and make sure we maintain and protect the America that has been so good to me and been so good to, everybody, and still be that shining beacon on top of the hill.
Okay, with that, we're going to take a quick 1 minute timeout. We still have Joe, Tim, it's Sue, and Jeff, but we won't get them all. We'll do the best we can after this 1 minute timeout.
Hello, this is Pastor.
Welcome back. Okay, just a few precious minutes left with Troy Downing, our state auditor and insurance commissioner. Let's get to Joe on the line. Joe, good morning. You're on with Troy. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. We're all aware of the Biden Institute at UPenn and the money they took from the Chinese, but I'm always curious about the U of M with the Baucus Institute, because he was the ambassador to China for 3 years. He serves on Alibaba's board of directors and another major corporation. I don't think that your office as the state auditor is in a position to audit the Baucus Institute. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but that's not the point. The point is, do you think as an auditor, from the mindset of an auditor, that would be a legitimate thing to look into, and especially if you go to Congress?
Okay, thanks for the call.
Well, thanks for the question. So, first of all, that does not fall under our jurisdiction. And, I've always said, we stay in our lane, but we feel the rumble strips on both sides. So we're making sure we're doing all we can do. But you raise kind of a bigger issue. A lot of people don't realize the threats. Well, I mean, a lot of people do, but some try to ignore them. The threats that we have from, other nations. And really the three that we're juggling right now is, China, Russia and Iran. And the Chinese, they're in a long play on trying to become the world's dominant superpower. And one of the things that I'm really concerned about is, you know, purchasing production agriculture, food security is national security. If you can't feed yourself, that's how you know, take a country down. We need to make sure that they don't convince the world as we spend ourselves, you know, in our national debt continues to grow and we start losing credit ratings. If China convinces the rest of the world that the dollar shouldn't be the global trading currency, if that switch flips, all is lost. That's not something that can be fixed in a generation. That's something that will take multiple, you know, multiple generations to ever claw back. And it's something that we have to make sure that we do everything we can to prevent. And so the things that I look at in terms of, you know, national security, like I said, food security is national security, energy security is national security, and we need to make sure that we're fighting back from foreign adversaries that are trying to make it hard for us to, you know, feed ourselves, heat our homes, and travel. And so those are all things that we need to continue to be diligent about because there's just so much at risk.
Oh, let's get another call in real quick. Tim is up next. Tim, good morning. You're on with Troy Downing. Go ahead.
Yeah, great. Thanks. I've got a friend that lives in Bonner, right behind the new post office over there. They had Safeco for an insurance company. They tripled their insurance policy because of wildfire interface. And yeah, they're like a mile from the mountain. And I don't understand how that works.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there are companies that use wildfire. Yeah, thank you. There are companies that use what's called wildfire risk scoring for deciding. Really what our authority is as the regulator is to make sure that there's no, you know, illegal discrimination. And again, I mentioned this earlier, that means that they can't have different rates for similar risk. And so generally what I would say is make them explain how they came to that risk assessment, how it's different from anybody else that they're insuring in the area. And if you're not getting a good answer, you know, call us or call another insurer to see, you know, who may see that differently. They can't discriminate based on something that is not actuarially sound or something that is true. Like one of the advisory memorandum that I talked about earlier that we did is they can't not renew or not put a policy in place because there's some fire burning that has, you know, no relevance to the property that you're talking about. But if you ever have questions like that, again, just call us and we'll walk through the policy and walk through the letter that you got and get to a good answer on whether they're doing the right thing or not. And again, that's just 444-2040. And I got a whole team of people that just deal with that.
Let's get one more call on. We have 3 minutes left. Sue, quickly, what's your question for Troy? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Mike Mansell was not an ambassador to China. He was an ambassador to Japan. And my other comment was that you mentioned that you had financial literacy. We talked about this before I've met you. And I just wondered what your financial literacy outreach was. And my last question was, I was wondering where you're going out on the campaign trail to eastern Montana.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Okay, so thank you. Yes, I appreciate that correction. I can't remember who said that. But in terms of financial literacy, that's been a big thing that we've been promoting both on the security side and the insurance side. These are big issues for us. And we have an outreach coordinator that deals with that going into communities and to underserved communities. We're working with high schools. We're working with tribal communities. You know, I also sit on the Montana Council on Economic Education, and we've got a bunch of tools out there, like a stock market game where we get high school students to compete against each other. We've got a economics challenge. This is a big issue. You know, making sure that kids coming out of high school, you know, have the tools to continue to thrive and be, you know, good community members, business owners, employees, everything that we need to rise the tide in our communities. So that's a really important thing for us. In terms of where I'm going in the state, I've got some 7,000 and 8,000 mile weeks under me. We are on the road a lot. I'm in Helena right now. I'm in Billings on Friday, and I don't have my calendar in front of me, but we're just all over the place.
Troy, we are completely out of time. Thank you so much, as always, for spending your time with us. We appreciate it, and for taking all those calls and your answers being succinct. Good job.
There you go. Well, thanks for allowing me on. And, on the official side, I already gave you the phone number. Anybody's interested in the campaign, it's just troydowning.com.
Got it. Thanks so much, sir. Have a great day.
All right. You have a great day. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. So, Mr. Nick, what a kind of a whirlwind today with guests and open phones was awesome. And our listeners are really engaged. We love that.
Yeah, even when we split it up like that with little open phones and then a guest and then open phones.
You gotta keep them guessing a little bit.
Yeah, just goes to show people are listening for the full 2 hours and they're ready to call right back in. So we appreciate it.
What's coming up on tomorrow's fabulous radio program? So we have exactly 1 minute, so you can wax eloquent.
Well, there's not much to say about our guest tomorrow, other than he's our friend and resident CPA Walt Caro. And obviously we just had tax day, but I know some people obviously maybe had to file extensions, and obviously tax never sleeps with Walt. So yeah, estimated tax payments, all that stuff. But maybe Walt can share a few stories or horror stories that he had to deal with during this tax year. Hopefully he didn't have any, but
well, I see. He always has his stack of stuff.
He does.
When he comes in.
He's always prepared.
We're looking for that. Looking for it. And by the way, I want to say thank you to all of our callers. You guys are getting more and more active on the phones, open phones, guests, whatever, and we appreciate it. Seriously, you guys are the stars of the show, and you make it happen, and we deeply appreciate every single one. Agree or disagree, you're respectful, you're polite, you guys are awesome. Thank you. So have a great day. Ace is on tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.